Hello and greetings from the NASA Ames Research Centre. What a surreal evening it has been. Basically, got here about 4 o'clock, met up with Chris McKay, who is my NASA contact, planetary scientist, guy who's two inches too tall to be an astronaut, apparently. He's dashed off now to New York to go do a television interview, and he's joining us in the desert later, which means I know absolutely nobody now on the trip. It's an adventure, I suppose. As was the conference I just found myself being a part of, which was called Contact 2010. A room full of, well, all sorts of people, really. Scientists, writers, anthropologists. Kind of talking about extraterrestrial life and films and doing some kind of weird role-play thing where... Yeah, I don't, in fact, I still don't really understand what was going on. We, as humans, had to play different roles, such as politicians, security council, media, scientists, even cranks. Tomorrow they're having a big showdown where they get to meet the alien life form, which is being concocted by another group, and see what happens, really. I kind of was given a glass of wine, and then asked if I'd like to be the head of the FBI. Joined a table and they were talking about nuking people, so I raised an objection. So I say people, I mean these extraterrestrials, which were apparently in a spaceship destined for Earth. When I raised an objection to this, I was asked on what grounds was I speaking, who was I? So I declared myself the Prime Minister of the UK, and that seemed to go down okay. So, move over Gordon Brown. When it comes to interplanetary science, I'm your girl. Sorry, Prime Minister. Followed by a reasonably interesting talk. Can't remember all of it. One thing slightly hilarious was the guy that introduced the person, the keynote speaker, then fell asleep and started snoring in the first row. The photographer also fell asleep and fell over her camera, causing a big crash just at the point that he was talking about really spooky things, so that made everybody jump a bit and aligned things up reasonably. It was kind of interesting. Apparently there's been some research done which looks at how religious people and non-religious people think they would react to alien life, and most of them seem to think that it probably wouldn't bother them, but they reckon it would bother other people. Then would it be enough? Would it change their religious views? And they say no, their religious views would remain intact if there was extraterrestrial life, but they think that everybody else's views would change. And in fact, it's the atheists especially that seem to think that the arrival of extraterrestrial life or the discovery of extraterrestrial intelligence would break down most of the world religions, whereas people who follow those religions say it won't. I've walked back on over from the conference to my room, which is in an old Navy base, apparently. It's kind of a massive room, and it's a bit strange, sort of old-style furniture and a flat-screen television, a DVD player, a microwave, a phone, and a fridge, which I could basically get into several times over. So in fact, if anybody does want to nuke us here, I could try an Indiana Jones, get in the fridge and save myself type thing. As it is, I think I should just get on with packing, because tomorrow I have got an 8-hour drive in a government van, apparently, quite exciting, to go down to the Mojave Desert, and I will be there doing a bit of Mars astrobiology, apparently. And scrabbling around lava tubes and looking out for fossils which are over 1 billion years old and some of the earliest signs of life on the planet, and watching out for glow-in-the-dark scorpions. Well, glow in UV light, anyway. So for now, I shall say good night, and I'll speak to you soon.